up in the community or not, but like whether that be is, you know, I think it does raise a bit of concern because it's like a bit of like a almost like a the optics of it is like a means of like a almost like a co-ethnic, like, you know, approval of this development because there is somebody who is, you know, very much like Asian Chinese, like on the board on, you know, this team is kind of the face of this development. It's almost like deemed that like he has the expertise to know what is like right for the community, which I think was very interesting. And, you know, ultimately, like, you know, through the help of, you know, the optics and sort of the look of that, as well as like a bunch of like, you know, pro-development communities in Vancouver's Chinatown, including like the Chinatown BIAs, who like obviously want like, you know, more people in the community and like, you know, spending money within the economy of that Chinatown to begin with, wrote a letter and urged the Supreme Court to allow them to, you know, get this approval process going. So evidently it's been approved and the community feels a little like they've been cut out of, you know, the conversation, I think, just because, you know, they rallied so hard for it all these years, and for all their hard work, it was like they weren't even really consulted. And, you know, it kind of speaks to this like notion of expertise within, you know, like urban politics, almost like, you know, those who want, you know, those with stature and those who want to be perceived as an expertise will be like consulted over like needs of like, you know, the community. Like, why ask like a bunch of people what they think, and why hold all these hearings when you can ask somebody who, you know, presumably and, you know, at face value kind of seems like, you know, people who really stand for the community. And so I think that's like a very interesting juxtaposition of like, you know, what, you know, what businesses in Chinatown might be looking for, and what maybe is sort of these like mom and pop, like legacy mom and pop shops in Chinatown are looking for, and what the residents are looking for, because that is very much, you know, changing within the neighborhood. I mean, I'm thinking about like maybe earlier this year how like a bunch of people were like lamenting the loss of Kent's Kitchen, like Kent's Kitchen, like a very affordable, you know, Chinese takeout restaurant in Chinatown that kind of served the community as like, you know, okay, bulk amounts of, you know, food for your family and whatnot at like a reasonable price, you know. And for all these people to sort of like lament it, even though like I would argue that like not all these people sort of like relied on that restaurant as like a, you know, like a weekly kind of takeout thing that like to serve your family, like more as like a novelty for a lot of people, maybe, like, you know, I will admit that like, you know, I don't live with China, I'm not the closest with it, and, you know, I'm very privileged to be able to like live on my own and stuff, like, you know, I've, you know, I'm able to pay those bills on my own and able to live like where I do, but like, you know, for me to go to Kent's Kitchen, I would almost argue that it's like a bit of more of a novelty than a necessity to me, like, so it's very interesting to me that like, you know, like which like sites like those like Van City Buzz sites are like super, you know, like they're buzzing about like how that this place is going, but like, you know, at the same time are like, you know, like not the people that like, oh, I almost don't want to like say that's like gatekeeping almost, I feel like, but like, you know, weren't there for when to rally for like maybe when Chinatown needs it. And so I think it's a very interesting thing. And that's sort of what I'm researching right now in this like project, end year end project here about like 105 Kiefer and, you know, Chinatown at large, like how gentrification will shape like Chinatown, like what it will look like in a couple of years if it can continue supporting like these senior Chinese citizens who, you know, mind you, like could, you know, ostensibly like move out somewhere really far, but, you know, it is like for that community to be splintered like that, like it is like a loss of this intangible cultural heritage. Like it, you know, I think about the Memorial Plaza, like, you know, that is like a big gathering space for people who like not only share the same culture, but like say share the same language, or like, you know, want to participate in like cooking and grocery shopping and certain foods, and, you know, like doing things like, you know, playing mahjong in that courtyard, and like, you know, doing Tai Chi, and there's like line dances, and Chinatown is like, you know, almost like, I would say like a staple in Vancouver's like, you know, cultural like tourism even, you know, like I think a lot of people come here for that, and for these like old heritage buildings, or like the Jack Chow building, like, you know, that really skinny insurance building and whatnot. So yeah, little bit of what we've been talking about in my class, and you know, it's always good to sort of share how I feel about those things. And you know, I wish you know, those who are fighting for Chinatown's like, you know, fighting against sort of the encroachment of like upscaling in that neighborhood are, you know, doing what they can, because like it would really, you know, I think we would all really, really regret to see like, you know, sort of that cultural heritage of Chinatown to go away. And you know, so, you know, do what you can, like support those businesses, you know, like, yeah, do what you can. Anyways, on to some more music here. I'm gonna play this Fish Collage song here, Speed of Gravity, on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed my little rant there, but here it is. And that was Fish Collage with Speed of Gravity. Kind of a cool little band. I've been really taking a liking to them. Kind of like punk and like some electronic elements to it. Like a real cool combo. And they're Canadian too, so give them a check out. Next up, In Search Of by Hayes Noble. And welcome back. That was Hayes Noble with In Search Of here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So this like past weekend, oops, I can't hear myself. There you go. This past weekend, it was Camp Flognaw, which is like Tyler, the Creator's like music festival. I myself like attended one of those music festivals like my grad trip in 2018. So I kind of like feel some type of way about it. Because, like, I was, like, a little bit too into Tyler, the Creator, I feel like, in high school. So, like, almost, it does, like, bring back a little bit of, like, high school cringe a little bit. But, like, you know, it was, like, the one and only music festival I went to. And I saw, like, a bunch of really cool artists and saw, like, one of the only performances of Kanye West and Kid Cudi's, like, collaborative group, Kids See Ghosts. So, that's like a real cool thing to have seen. However, I want to talk about Earl Sweatshirt, one of my favorite rappers of all time. And something he always does, like, he always like does these like live performances where he plays like unreleased songs that are like samples he couldn't clear or something, or like, you know, things he was not super feeling. And I just feel like I always look forward to every year's like live stream. Like somebody will always like rip the live stream from Earl Sweatshirt's set every year, and I really love watching them because there's always something like real cool and unreleased that, you know, he doesn't feel super like he's like willing to release. And just like I feel like he's like such a wholesome dude. Like I just feel like his progression as a rapper has come so far from being like this like little bratty kid like hanging around Fairfax and like smoking weed to like being like really, really depressed for a really long time and being out of the spotlight to like, and this is what I mean, you know, like this is in, and it is, it's like, he's just like a real like unk now. He's just like a real uncle. He's like, you know, he's got some, he's, you know, he's beginning to gray, you know, he's gaining a little bit of weight. He looks happy. He's in love. He's got a kid, you know, like I saw a video of like Earl Sweatshirt, like soaking wood chips about to like grill on a coal barbecue. And like, that really like awakened something in me. Just really like, I'm really messing with his like unk status, you know? So like, I feel like it's reflecting the way he raps too. He's like really like laid back and stuff. But anyway, my point of this is that I'm going to play like a song from the ripped live stream of that, because I just think he's just like a really good performer. So here is an unreleased Earl Sweatshirt song.
Man, West Coast dubs up, man. Westside, man.
That was strong.
Thanks, bro.
Mamma mia.
No, I'm playing.
That was your chance.
They hooked on the phonics, cooking them calmly like Lauren. In the 90s, the Lauren is on me. You gonna die on the hill of your choice. I still hear the voices. I'm a Pisces, part of me still in a void. Fishy annoyed, my inhibitions destroyed. Tapped in, locked in with my little boy. Like I'm a legion to the river, I can't sip it for you. Never leave with indecision, never leave a home. Unless it's time to lead the homies. It's all pressure, God level, cause that's what they wanted. I'm secreting something different, the bitches get on me. Pick up sticks, we got next to whichever opponent. We on next, blessed, don't get beheaded this summer. Cross the line, double back, and put everything on it. It's all in a row, the family focus, my wingspan is the globe. I'm glad to be home, I had to get over, I had to get low. I'm in the house, I keep a backpack by the door. Like Batman, I get the signal that I'm adios. The last laugh is for the niggas, always in the know. The fast cash is for the bitches in expensive clothes. The fast acts is for the chillers, had to bring it home. I'm feeling it. Yeah, 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 humble yourself. You cumbersome coming into your old age. The jig is up, it's much too late. I preed the run space. I try my luck one day, but now I only trust faith. Untouched rage, stuck with in front of bus days. I need the love, gang. My feet is up way above niggas' ceilings. Fuck your feelings. I look around, the only thing I see is us, gang. Love leaving is unappealing to be stuck. You stayed under. I stay wondering why, cause waves undulate. I'm on a high. I couldn't wait. Couldn't shake the notion my fate was up for me to decide. There's no time for pumping brakes. Trey 5 broke on a plate. You right, we whooping J's. Way too much funnel for one. Niggas love the taste. Release the dub with Dave True Gord. Plug number 2, Gamma Ray. Hey, everybody love the sunshine shine. Like the boy Roy ASA. Can't throw away my whole life standing in shade. Shame of how you stammering. Quick change of plans. We go eight like James Cameron. Dangling off the Empire State. Bet the entire state on me. I came out the gate with fire. Raining flames on who my campaign collide with. Wave me off of Ace. They say I should have played for Wake Forest. Stakes plummet when you play funny games. Cat in the bag. Everything you uttered doesn't escape. Running man. Niggas in the camp fuck with you. Wait. Maximum stats, maximum bitches, and big fucking place. Hey, my little baby stack like she from the gang. Los Angeles, what the fuck is going on? We not the best. We all we got. Switch whips, relocate. Way out of state, by the big, by the big. It's the puppet master.
Is that a normal part of your
segment? That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown. A show of the frenzy melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed all those little those snippets of unreleased Earl Sweatshirt songs. I feel like there's such a I love listening to live recordings of certain things. Like, I don't know, not everything works, but I think there's most rap shows I would say don't work. Like, it's just not the same. But like, I feel like there's, you know, I like his cadence. Like, and when he performs, he's like, you know, it's his like cadence is very easy to understand and like, you know, hear his voice like on, like when I watch performance from compared to like other rap shows that I've seen on like YouTube and stuff. So definitely like a good little set list. And, you know, if you guys got time, you guys can look it up on YouTube. It's someone, I'm sure some people have put up like multiple versions of it. It's kind of a cool little set list. Maybe listen to it while you cook your food today or do some homework. I don't know. Anyways, getting down to the bottom of my hour for this week, so I'm going to play a couple more tracks until the next hosts get on, but if you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week. I don't really know what my Christmas schedule looks like, but I should be in next week, if not, probably a repeat. So if you like what you heard, tune in again. That's Thursdays at 1 p.m., and I've been Varian, your host, so hope you like what I had to offer. I hope you like the tunes I was playing. And yeah, we're going to get into our last couple tracks. Here is Magic Number by Chinese American Bear here on CJSF 90.1 FM.